on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Yes, and this morning we're going to focus in on Newcastle, and Michael Buckley, the track manager, is joining us. Morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Andrew.
On the back up from Saturday, how's it prepared for today, mate?
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks, Andrew. We've been greeted with a nice sunny day, top of 18 degrees. And we had 5 mils of rain after our meeting on Saturday, so it's freshened the track up nicely. The rail's moved out to 9 the entire for today. So fresh pad of grass out there, and they're looking forward to a 7 race card.
I'm going back to Saturday. Was it true Saturday?
It was true up the straight, and it was out 3 around from the 1800 to the 400.
So it's a total fresh pad, then 9.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so they did get into it a little bit once the afternoon showers rolled in late in the day, but we've had six meetings in the last 7 weeks. So we've had plenty of rail moves and plenty of racing.
All right, so a soft 5, the rail at 9 metres for this 7 race card at Newcastle today. Thanks a lot, Mike. Have a good one.
Thanks, Andrew.
Michael Buckley there from the Newcastle Jockey Club, and Gary Harley's, well, something that Gary hadn't used forever got used yesterday, the rain jacket, Gary.
You're not wrong, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, between Trindai and Gunnedah, which is about 80 k's it forward, I thought we won't even get there. They'll be cooled off. But they had a hell of a drop of rain, but the track was patchy. In some places it was very heavy, heavy 8 or 9, and then other places it was all right. But the jockeys rode till about race 4, but there was concern. And then Shane Cullen, the steward, said, look, I think we've had enough, and that was it. Sad for the club, but there was nothing you could do about it. The rain had set in, and the kickback was too much.
Yeah, it impacted around that black soil that Shane spoke about earlier on our program.
Even though the 3 races were called off, they would have been dancing in the streets in Canada to get that amount of rain, mate.
Yeah, 15 mil, everyone was dancing in the street.
Someone told me Tamworth got 30.
Well, Shane said they got 15, but he did say some other parts did get more than 15.
Yeah.
But then you went out to Dubbo and that area, and they only got 5. So it was a bit hit and miss, but at least it was some. Let's not complain about that. All right, 7 race card, mate. How do you find this meeting today?
Oh, I've got a couple of good things. I'm only spending $8 on the quaddie today.
Oh, geez.
And we've got a small field to kick off. But it's a pretty strong meeting, I think. Peter and Paul Snowden have got a very, very smart 2-year-old on debut today. Cost around $600,000. Obscene a little bit later on. But all in all, I think the horse of John O'Shea's in race 5 is a very promising stayer. Rachel King's riding him today. So I've stood those out in the quaddy, and let's see how we go, mate.
All right. Well, in the first race, as you mentioned, the small field of the day, Hotel Amore currently $1.90. 3 Saintly Sunrise at $4.40, 4 High Flight at $3.50, and 5 Kings Row currently at $6.
I think High Flight can win for Paul Perry today. She's very hard to catch. 22 starts without a win, 8 placings. But she's got a bit of talent, and it's just a matter of her putting her mind on the job. She's run 2nd or last 3 at Newcastle, Wyong and Scone. Normally, in a reasonable field, she'd get way back and run on strong. Only 5 runners today, so she's not going to be far off the lead. And Rachel King got some nice rides. She may be able to get the best out of this mare. Hotel Amore, I can see why it's so short. It ran 30 the other day, but High Flight beat it home. It ran 2nd on the 29th of June here. This gelding got beat 3/4 of a length. He was hampered late in the race. Could have been a little bit closer, but he'd be a lot fitter now. 3rd run back in a good stable with the Freedman's. Gibbo riding him. He's going to win the premiership here, jockey's premiership, so he's hard to beat. 3 Saintly Sunrise could run a place in the small field. Warren Gavinlock all the way from Cross Harbour. And 5 Kings Rose, 4, 1, 3, and 5.
4, 1, 3, and 5 there. To race 2 over the sprint trip of 900. 1, Sterismo is currently at $4.80 at tab. Two Chickadilly easing just a little bit to 340. Three Rhythmic Pulse at $2.50. Number five, Go Joyce Go. It's the mover of the morning in this race. 440 to $3.80. Number five, Survey's Legacy at 17. Dyer Vernon at 23. And the bottom one, Miss Wicked Nikki, is at 71. So the mover early, Gary, is Go Joyce Go.
Yeah, it's got a lot of speed, Go Joyce Go. It'll hit the ground and run. It was run down at Cessnock back on the 3rd of June, so it hasn't run for 5 weeks. Barrier 1, Louise Day, claiming 3.52 half. I think it'll lead. I'm keen on Rhythmic Pulse here. He loves a fast pace in these 900-metre races. They go like the wind. He's better suited over further, but he'll love a fast pace here today. Couple of big wins at Port Macquarie and Scone, March and April. Run second at Gosford to Bentley Magic, just beaten. And then run third here at Newcastle to Bergen, beaten ahead his last start. Doesn't know how to run a bad race. Mitchell Bell got a soft draw. It'll sit back off the speed. I think he'll run him down the long straight. Go, Joyce, go. I've got it in for second. Just going to lead from barrier one. 900 metres, that's its go. Gwenda Markle coming up today from the south, Chickadilly. It's got a bit of speed too. Hasn't run since the 5th of March, hasn't had a trial. On two on the trot, over 1,000 at Kembla. Last time in, you've got to respect Gwenda when she comes up here. Number one, Star Ismo's got a chance. It's part owned by the wife of the recently retired Alan Scorse. Sharon is the part owner of the horse with a lot of Alan's ex-clients, Mike Armstrong and Jeff Barnett, our chairman, and his wife Maureen. They're all in the ownership. Johnny Duncan, former board member here. But Alan had to give up training and he transferred the horse to David Atkins. Chris O'Brien's riding it. It's not without a chance. 3, 5, 2, and 1.
3, 5, 2, and 1 in race number 2. Race 3, a maiden plate here over the 1,300 metres. We start in the market here, number 3, Proud Tradition. It's 270, or in fact, it started 280. It's now $2.40, number 3, Proud Tradition for Mark Newnham. Down to 6, Emerald Earth at $8, along with number 7, Fabulosa. And the bottom one is the favourite, number 9, Shielded, for Godolphin and Sam Clipperton, $1.85.
Yeah, I think the Blue Army will strike here. Godolphin was Shielded. Drawn a bit tricky, but has the speed to take up a good position. It's going from 1,200 to 1,300 today. And he's put the winkers on it today, James. It runs second of the stablemate, Shotteressi, last start. The leader's track that day. The rail was out, and Shotteressi went straight to the front and led all the way. And a number of the winners that day did that. This horse, something a beat a length, got a bump at the start, chased home hard. Run second of the boom, 2-year-old exceedance at Wyong, only beaten 3/4 of a length on the 16th of May, and that'd certainly win this race. So we need young Sammy to get it across from barrier 9. It'll be hard to beat. Proud Tradition, there's a couple of horses in here today that bring back memories of 30, 40 years ago. And this is one of them, Proud Tradition. George White, an owner from Maitland, had a lot of the Tradition horses and good ones. And Reckless Tradition run 8th in a Melbourne Cup, ridden by Robert Thompson from back in about 1987. And Proud Tradition is the name of one of the horses he raced. Now, Mark Newnham's got this one. It's a Guri horse, bred out there. It's first up from a spell. Trialled terrific the other day at Randwick when it ran second, but a long way back. Held together to the line by Robbie Dolan, and actually was held together all the way. It's the big threat to the favourite, no doubt. Third pick, number 6, Emerald Earth. For Anthony Cummings, it's going okay. Ran fourth here to California Musical a couple of weeks back. Got beat about 4 lengths. It could run a place. Another 7, Fabulosa. First up for Claire Cunningham and Tim Clark. 9, 3, 6, and 7.
9, 3, 6, and 7 there in race number 3. Race 4, the Senfoss 2-year-old maiden and James Harron, the Batemans, the Inghams. G1G Racing, the couple of Inglis family are in this horse. Steve Gillard's in it. A horse called Leo by I Am Invincible out of the Dam Swooning. And it's debuting today for Peter and Paul Snowden. It opened this morning at $7.50. now $6.50. Number one, Leo. Number four, Red Light Dancer at $3.50 and just drifting out a little bit. Six, Private Thoughts at $12. Eight, Super Longley at $3.60 and just drifting out. Nine, Obscene's gone $2.60 into $2.20 this morning. Number nine, the stablemate Obscene here. It's having its second run for the same camp here, Peter and Paul Snowden. So they've got two very interesting runners in this race, Gary.
It's a good thing, Obscene, for me. I think she's very, very smart. $600,000 yearling by not a single doubt. You know the breed just love a soft track. That's what she's got today. She hasn't raced. Terrific trial at Randwick the other day, 28th of June. Tommy Berry rode her. She was running second early, then shared the lead on the third, and unextended all the way to the line. Barrier two, Sam Clibberton, should I say. She's going to get a lovely run. I'm very keen on her. I think she's a special today. Super Longley, a trial good for Mark Newnham. Had to be called on under pressure to be ridden out in the straight. But it's fought well to win that trial at Randwick. First started by More Than Ready. The soft track won't worry it. Four Red Light Dancers got a ton of speed. It's a 1,900-metre horse. Second as last two at Musselbrook and Cessnock. It'll hit the ground running. And number six, Private Thoughts, has got a chance. Leo's got a place chance, but I'm pretty certain the Snowdens favour the other one. Obscene. Private Thoughts was the name of Kingston Town's brother, a very good horse trained by Max Lees here at Newcastle. A real, real good horse. A top-notcher. I looked it up, Andrew. He would have been 41 if he was still here today, Private Thoughts. But he was a great horse. A full brother to the champ, Kingston Town.
All right, there your thoughts in race four, and Obscene, as you mentioned, by not a single doubt out of the dam scene. So a lot of interest in race four, which today is the first leg of the main quaddy with a seven race card. Race five at Newcastle, one financial at 13, down to number five, Glamorama Girl at 10. Seven, D Valera is at $2 right now. Eight, Elcano at $3.80. And the best of the rest, number 11, Dreamfire, $6.50.
D Valera is my best bet of the day. Very promising stayer. Three-year-old colt, by not a single doubt. So the soft track, he'll love that. His runner, Kemba, was a ripper the other day. He went to 2,000 for the first time on a heavy 10. He was last in a field of 10. 8 of 10 off the lead during the run. Then Robbie Dolan got into the outside and he rocketed home. The Summit won the race. Chris Waller's horse, John Cornish's, who goes okay. Beat him about three quarters, but he made up a ton of ground. He gives the impression he'll run 2,300. That's 2,355 today. He'll get back. He'll love that long straight here again. And I thought he was the better of the day. Racial King rides him. Financial, Robert Thompson's only ride before he drives to Grafton to ride in the Ramorny tomorrow. Won four Ramornys, by the way, RT. He's on a double figures horse tomorrow after all that. Andrew, this horse ran a bottle of the rope the other day. Tony Ball trains him, and Tony was a foreman for many years for the Snowdens and the Inghams and Godolphin. And he went back home up to the mid-north coast. That's where he's training these days. And Robert rode it the other day, made up a lot of ground to get me to length. And it's a maiden plate today, so it goes from 54 to 59. And there has been very good money for it. I saw on TV last night on our channel that it had been well backed at good odds. I've got in for a second. Number eight, Elcano. Well, Chris Lee's had this, and Ed George, I'll tell you what, he's hard to catch this horse. He's had a lot of chances for Chris. I made him a take two about two or three times. All he used to do is get back the last and run second or third. Gay and Adrian have got him now. He loves to lead now that he's over a bit of trip. And you know how they like their horses leading. And I reckon he'll be in front today in this race. He's got a place chance. Tim Clark's on him. And number 11, Dreamfire, for Paul Perry. It's run was a beauty earlier. Well, I think it was then. One of the looks the other day. Yes, it was behind Mushroom Rock. 7-1-8-11.
7, 1, 8, and 11, keen around the 7. The Arrowman Park benchmark 64 is race 6. One Flying Piero currently at $5. Two Calnera has been the mover this morning, 7 into $6. Four Waker is at five. Five Litson at 9.50, drifting out to that quote. Frascati missed number six, currently at $2.70. Eight Party Host, a mover this morning, 10, 9, and now $7, Party Host number eight. And the Iron Maiden, Gary, is $12.
If this was 2000, I'd put my house on Frascati Miss, but it's only a mile. He's coming back from 1900, but I think they'll go along in the race, and that's what she needs. And she'll really unwind down this long straight. She's a Kiwi mare by Jimmy Chu, the outstanding Kiwi galloper, out of a Zabil mare. And, you know, 1900 to 2000 is probably her best trip, but in this field, I think she can win over the mile on the big track. Now, Tim Clark. Canterbury last start, 1900. She got beat a length and a quarter. If she had it got out early in the straight, she probably would have won the race. Tommy Berry gave her time to settle back to the last, second last on the home turn at Canterbury, short straight. Got to the outside at the 100 and rocketed home. I think she can still win at 1600. She'll certainly be doing her best work late. Stable mate, Flying Piero is a big danger. His disappointing last start, but he's better than that. Canterbury last start, he got beat about 2.3, but he got beat a length and a half on McKenzo. And this is Sarah and Asherani prior to that. That'll be good enough to be a big chance here. Cole Newitt, trained here by David Atkins, likes to bowl along. Louise Day gets back on him today. You've got to watch him. Because if there's no speed, he'll get up on the bit and want to pull, and that'll bring him undone if he does that. If he settles okay, he's got some chance. And number four, Wacker. I think I noticed that this horse was an acceptor of graft tomorrow or Thursday, but it's obviously running here for James Cummings. 6-1, 3, and 4.
6-1, 3, and 4. The last is a benchmark 64. Accelerato, number one, currently at $4.60 at tab. Two, Loosened Lad at $2.90. Four, Holy Rain at $9. Juicy Tycoon, number five, at $7.50. And the best of the rest is Snippinette, number six, 18, 18, and now 14 in the last update coming through, number six, Gary. And then we get to 10, Bubbles Ball at $4.80. And that about wraps it up for the ones in the market in the last.
Most open race of the day by far, Andrew. There's half a dozen chances there. I'm with Bubbles Ball. I wasn't sure whether, you know, it's a big step in class for her. She got beat at Tamworth the other day and probably should have won. She protested unsuccessfully against the winner. She runs second. She struck a bit of trouble in the straight. She's had six starts for two wins and four seconds. Most of those are on country tracks. Aaron Bullock's right now. Chris Lees has got her. She just needs a bit of luck. She can hit the line. Just whether she's up to the class with 58.5, but I'm going to gamble on her. Number five is Yesway Tycoon. Last run before a spell was super in town. Run Thurber just got beat. It won well here two runs back before a spell. Jenny Graham's got it at Port Macquarie. Her niece, CJ Graham's riding. Gets back a little bit, just wants a bit of luck on barrier 10. Luke Ann Ladd, well, he chased home the boom horse at Wyong. The unbeaten horse of Adam Duggan, Sir Alton, the other day got beat four lengths. And that wouldn't be too bad for a race like this. Only a little fella, flashy chest up, and he's got a bit of speed, overcome the bad barrier. And number four, Holy Rain, loves a big track. It's got to have a big track, and I thought the trial was good. Nashra Willer came up to trial at Newcastle and had beat two subsequent winners in the trial. So with double figures all round about that, the Kim War and Sam Clementon has got a chance. 10-5, 2 and 4.
Righto. You're going to play a short quaddy, $8, haven't you?
Yep, that's right, mate. Quaddy numbers, race 4, number 9, standout obscene. Race 5, number 7, standout De Valera. 6 and 1 in race 6. Frascati Miss and Flying Piero. And 4 of them in the open race, the last, 10-5, 2 and 4. Two best bets.
Yep.
Or two specials, obscene, at around about $2.80. In race 4, number 9, and the other one's $2. Race 5, number 7, De Valera.
Righto. First race there today at 12:45 on a soft five and some nice weather there, which is good. Good on you, Gary. We'll hear from you right through the afternoon.
Thanks, Andrew. Talk to you later.
Good on you, Gary Harley, looking at Newcastle and, of course, all the action here on Sky Sports Radio this afternoon to be called by Mitch Manners at Newcastle. Righto, let's get to sports news because Chris Barsby's just knocking down the door. He wants to get in and talk about the first night of the Albion Park Winter Carnival, the Sunshine Sprint and the Oaks on Saturday night. And then Dave Carlson will talk about greyhound racing on going greyhounds, particularly around Saturday night at Wentworth Park. Here's the latest in sports news now with Matty Sloan.